We are visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2012 at Exira EHK High School here this morning, and we're going to talk with three youngsters, and we're going to start with...
Kristen Hansen.
Okay, Kristen, tell us about your family.
My parents are Wayne and Janelle Hansen, and we live in Elkhorn, and I have two brothers.
Which one's your favorite?
I probably shouldn't say that.
No, you probably shouldn't. All right. Well, tell us about some of the classwork and stuff that you enjoy.
Well, right now I'm finishing up my calculus class, and yesterday I finished up my college composition class. Those are pretty much my two hardest classes right now that I'm pretty excited to be done with. But other than that, I'm just the usual.
Did you find that some of the coursework and things came pretty easy to you, or did you have to work at it hard, or was it kind of a combination of both?
It's a combination of both. I think it comes naturally, but I also study and work hard to keep my grades up.
Okay. What about teachers? Is there anybody who maybe helped point you in the right direction?
Well, I probably have to say my chorus teacher, because I'm really into music and that's what I'm doing with my life, so she definitely helped me with that. But I also really like my math teacher, because math is not my strong thing, but she's kind of helped me get over that and be good at it. So.
Good. We'll talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
Well, like I said, music, so band, chorus. I also play violin, and I play in the Carroll Area Symphony. And I do a lot of 4-H and FFA, church.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Do you find it's difficult to prioritize sometimes, or how do you schedule everything?
I just kind of go with the flow, and I try to show up everywhere where I need to be, and I get everything done, and I just don't really worry about it too much.
Okay. Well, talk about the future. What's coming up for you in the fall?
Well, I'm going to Drake University in Des Moines, and I'm going to major in music business with an emphasis on voice. So, yep.
Why did you choose Drake?
Well, I went on, 15 college visits, and I had... a set picture of what I wanted my college to be like, and just fit.
Okay. Well, why the... It's a different kind of a major. I haven't really heard anybody in the past say they want to go into, music business type of major. Why is that?
Well, I don't want to be a teacher in a school, so I'm really against music education just because it's not for me. And I could do performance, but that just doesn't work out very often, and I think everyone knows that it's just, a pretty far-fetched profession. So, I'm just going to go with a music business degree and hopefully start my own studio someday. And if that doesn't work out, there's plenty of other options with that degree.
So when I ask, kind of where do you see yourself 10 years from now, you kind of have an idea in your mind where you want to be.
Yeah, well, I don't know where geographically, but hopefully I'll be, my own teacher, teaching my own voice students, and I don't know what else, really.
Was there somebody that turned you on to music originally? Is that something that's just been a lifelong passion for you?
Well, I started playing piano when I was 4, and I've just been, ever since, just kept liking it, and I just kept building on it, and I think I play, 7 instruments now, so I keep finding new things that I like, and it just keeps going.
What is your favorite instrument?
That's a hard question. I think everyone asks me that, too. It's probably guitar. I like the guitar a lot.
Okay, very good. Well, give those 8th graders some advice. What would you want to tell them as they get ready to start high school?
I would say do as much as you can, because the more involved you are, the more fun you'll have, and I don't like being bored, and I don't think anybody does, so I would just say, do as much extracurricular activities as you can handle, and keep yourself busy.
All right, Kristen, thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, who's next?
Daniel Petty.
Okay, Daniel, tell us about your family.
My parents are Kevin and Sherry Petty, and I have one brother, Brandon Petty.
Well, talk a little bit about your schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy?
Oh, I had a lot of fun in calculus and physics and government, I remember. They were all really fun classes. Calculus, because I get to work on math. That's one of my favorite subjects. And physics, because it's science and math kind of put together.
Okay, now I don't hear very often people say, I had a lot of fun in science and physics and all that kind of stuff. So why is it? Is that something that's just always been an interest for you?
Yeah, it has been. I've always been really interested in math because it relates to computers, which is something I'm really into, and then science because it's a really interesting thing to study.
Okay. Does it come pretty easy for you, or do you work hard at it?
Kind of both. Most of it comes pretty easy, but sometimes when you're stuck on something, you really have to work at it to understand it.
Sure. Are you a problem solver by nature then?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely a problem solver.
Okay. Well, talk a little bit about your other stuff. What extracurricular activities have you been involved in?
Oh, band for one. I've been involved with that since, like, fifth grade when bands first started. And I'm also in the Carroll Area Symphony, too. I play trumpet in that. And that's a really fun program to be in. You get to play in a full orchestra, and it's a really neat sound. You get to play with other dedicated musicians, and it's a really different kind of experience, a lot different than what you get in maybe an honor band where it's just, you know, wind instruments, or in high school band, because you get a much larger group.
And you're playing, I assume this is a band where you're playing with, like, adults and stuff then, too? It's a wide range, so it's not just your peers?
Yes, it's adult mentors and alumni from college, and then other high school students, and even some younger students, too.
So it's kind of an all-star thing.
Oh, yeah. It's
very good. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like you're having a good time with it. Talk a little bit about some of the teachers and things that maybe made an impact on you here.
Oh, the teacher I remember the most is Mr. Schleister from Exira. He was a great math teacher. We had a lot of fun in his class. I had him for, I believe it was algebra and on up. Okay. So that was a really fun class for me.
Good. Talk a little bit about the future. What's coming up for you here this fall?
Well, I'm going to go to Iowa State University for computer science, and I'm really looking forward to it. Computers, I've always been into them. I work on stuff now in my spare time.
Why Iowa State? Why'd you choose there?
I really liked the programs they had there for the computer science. It actually was where the first electronic computer was built. Mm-hmm. And they seemed like they had a really good technology program. And the campus seemed nice, and they had a lot of other extra things there that looked like it would be a benefit to me.
Okay. Well, what do you want to do with that degree then? Where do you see yourself down the road?
I'd like to get a job. I'm not 100% sure where yet, but maybe either in software programming or computer systems management. It's a really broad field, computer sciences. I mean, the job opportunities are endless. And everybody, I mean, it's a really expanding field. Everybody, every business needs a tech guy.
No worry about it disappearing here in the next couple of years then, huh? All right. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What do you want to tell them before they start high school?
Well, when you get into high school, you really need to start buckling down and studying more, especially when you get into your more technical classes, like the higher math classes. You really need to focus on, get your assignments in, and keep on top of things and studying. If you keep ahead in studying, it makes it a lot easier when you go to take tests.
Don't dig yourself a hole. Very good. Well, thank you, Daniel. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
And visiting now with Preston Waymire. Preston, tell us about your family.
My parents are Tim and Mary Waymire. I have an older sister, Lexi. She's already in college. And I have a younger sister, Cameron, who is in fourth grade.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy here?
I'm always really big into the math and science classes, and I want to go into engineering, so it's really important that I get good grades in those.
Okay. Is that something that's always come easy for you?
Yeah. I've always been pretty good at the science stuff, so.
Are you able to take advanced courses and things then, too, to help prepare yourself for college?
I wasn't able to take any advanced of the science courses, but I was able to get some college credit over through Iowa Western that'll carry over to Iowa State, so.
Well, that helps a lot, doesn't
it?
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the teachers. Who's pointed you in the right direction? What teachers do you think really helped you out?
I don't really think I can pick one teacher that has really pointed me out. You know, I've always got Mrs. Pitson. She's my choir director. Mr. Rass was my physics teacher this year. I had a lot of great help from my coaches from football and basketball and track, so.
Have you enjoyed your time here? I know you don't have a lot to compare it with, but, you know, some folks will maybe pick on the smaller schools saying, gee whiz, the kids don't have the opportunities and things, but it sounds like you've had plenty of opportunity.
Yeah, you know, just the fact that there's so not as many students gives me the opportunity to do more things of what I would like to do.
Okay. Well, talk about your extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
In the fall, I was part of the football team. We were district champions, and that was really fun. For basketball, I was a starter. We went to the sub-state round and almost made it to state tournament. And then track, we're getting ready for our district meet tonight, and hopefully we have a couple people go to state tonight, so that'll be fun.
Do you have a favorite?
Probably football. You know, it was just really fun because, you know, you got to put a lot of extra work into that one through the summer, and then it's really rewarding when you get to the
Do you like those kinds of things where you're working together as groups, as teams to meet goals?
Yeah, I always like working with other people. You know, it's fun to know that you can all come together and work towards one common goal.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about the future then. What's up for you this fall?
I will be attending Iowa State University. I'll be majoring in aerospace engineering. You know, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Why'd you choose Iowa State?
It's pretty close to home, and they're a really big engineering school, like in the top 10 in the country. So.
Okay. How long have you known that this is a field that you wanted to explore?
A couple years. You know, when I was a freshman, sophomore, I knew kind of what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to be in engineering of some sort, but I hadn't really narrowed it down to what type.
So, and this is a great opportunity for you. Iowa State's going to give you a quality send-off to this career. Where do you see yourself, then, 10 years down the road?
I'll probably end up down south or southeast. You know, there's a lot of aerospace firms down there. You know, never too early to shoot for NASA. So, you can always look to the future. You know, you never know where it's going to be.
Well, if you're talking aerospace, you might as well shoot high,
yeah.
Right? All right. Well, give those 8th graders some advice. What would you want to tell them before they get ready to start high school?
Just to stay ahead in your work. You know, the longer you put the work off, then it's going to be harder to catch up at the end.
All right, very good. Well, Preston, thank you very much, and
thank you.
Continued success to you down the road.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Preston Waymire and Kristen Hansen, Daniel Petty. They're some of the tops of the class of 2012 at Exira EHK High School.